Good morning. As we come to the end of the week, let's cap it off by a great time with God in the Bible. Some of us might find it hard to think of having a great time with God. For you, maybe your thoughts of religion or church are so negative and boring and like a straitjacket in your mind. But that is so far from real Christianity, which is this exciting, dynamic, living, daily walk with God, a relationship with God where he becomes the most important person in your life, and he is constantly revealing himself to you through the Bible, and you're responding to him and growing as a person spiritually. Well, we've been going through the book of Romans here in the mornings, and as we've gotten to the middle of chapter 3, it's all been kind of doom and gloom and negative, as the Apostle Paul in the Bible is kind of mounting a case for the fact that we all stand condemned before God. Even if you're a religious person and are doing all the religious things, you still stand condemned before God, because it's not in religious activity that we get right with God. In fact, God's even list of commandments and laws in the Bible were never given as a way to be right with God. They're given to show us that we can't be right with God. There's no way for us to live out all those expectations. The purpose of the law is to show you that you need Jesus Christ. And now Paul turns and he says in verse 21 of chapter 3, "But now," and it's almost like, whew, sigh of relief, we're done with all that negative stuff. Let me tell you what I really want to tell you about. "But now, apart from the law," that is, not by trying to keep the law, but apart from the law, "the righteousness of God has been manifested." It's been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Those Old Testament commandments and things all showed us our need for Christ. "Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned." Man, don't you know that? I don't have to convince you that you've sinned in your life, do I? "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." No one of us meets up to God's requirements. That leaves all of us in a very bad way, facing God's judgment at the end. "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," but listen, "being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. No amount of goodness could make you acceptable to God," and you cannot purchase a right relationship with God by trying to do enough good things, but what you could never do, God did for you. It's so amazing. "Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation." That means a gift given to remove anger. And that's what Jesus was. He removes God's anger towards us. "Through faith, this was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the patience of God he passed over the sins previously committed." Listen to me. If you are struggling to get acceptance with God, or maybe you've even been staying away from God because you think, "I've tried so hard, there's no way I can live a good life," or maybe you're trying and trying to do all these religious things to get right with God, don't you see what the Bible says, what God himself says to you? None of that religion, none of trying to be good enough will ever do it. And if you're too bad to try to be good enough, don't even think that would be the way anyway. Because the way to find forgiveness, to be right with God, is not by doing good things, but by receiving the gift of his grace to you that is given in the person of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross so that God could give you the gift of forgiveness. That's why you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. What an awesome thing that God would offer you, just freely, forgiveness. I'm John North.